Hello?
Hello, Tiago?
Yes?
It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Amy, I think we spoke before, right?
Uh-huh. Time or two?
Time or two? How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Can't complain. Can't complain. I called you. I called the main line. For the Google Guarantee program
that we've discussed
about it. I don't remember a lot about the details anymore, to be honest.
Sure, I'd love to go over them with you. So do you have, what type of license do you have as a general contractor there in Florida?
I don't have a license. When I have any big project, mm-hmm. like that requires permitting, I have a GC that pulls the permits for me, you know.
Okay.
That's how I usually are. Well, I'm actually studying right now for it, mm-hmm. but it's going to be a while, you know.
Right.
See, I got the whole process.
Understood. Okay. Well, then, unfortunately, in the state of Florida, you're not going to qualify for a Google Guarantee for general contractor for the remodeling. It's not going to, because it requires the license of general mm-hmm. contractor, general contractor manager. It requires, there's like 5 different licenses that it will take, but it has to have a license in order to pass the background check.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so for general contractor, unfortunately, that one is gonna require the licensing. We can take a look at the keywords, though, and see if there is another service. Give me just a second. Okay.
Yeah, because we do mm-hmm. a ton of work here that doesn't require
licensing.
GC. Yeah, mm-hmm. like you have your cabinets there and you want just to remove what you have, keep the same layout, maybe add mm-hmm. a few taller cabinets or something like that, but water lines and electrical is going to stay as is. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it doesn't need to be permitting to change cabinets and countertops and backsplash, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
I'm more focused on that right now. I got my license, you know?
The remodel. Got it.
Yeah.
So it's going to, let me see if I can, because even under Carpenter, it's asking for the license.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even for remodeling, it's asking for it as well. And remodeling is where it has like kitchen backsplash, kitchen island, kitchen tiles, all of those. The only one that it would work under right now where there is no license requirement at the moment is going to be handyman. And the keywords for handyman are a little bit different. So handyman keywords include like gutter cleaning, drywall install, tile fixture, flooring install, water fixtures, painting, mounting TVs, assembling furniture. Are those keywords of services that you provide?
I do, but if you do that, I'm going to have a bunch of little jobs requests mm-hmm. that I don't do, you know.
Right.
I already passed that point mm-hmm. A long time ago.
I understand. I get it. But unfortunately, the requirements are for the Google Guarantee is that you have the licensing.
Not a problem. I can get the license and then we do that. But
for my website,
because like we do a lot of mill work,
mm-hmm.
Which is custom cabinetry and you know, all kind of a custom cabinetry and what else we do? And cabinets in general. That's my 70% of my business now. It's it's cabinets, okay? New cabinetry, and then custom cabinetry, closets, custom closets, that kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I understand. And I would love to, but did you change addresses? Did you used to be somewhere else?
No.
You've always been in Florida? Yeah. They change the requirements sometimes, like for the Google Guarantee. They change the requirements sometimes. So that, because I don't have it listed in here before that the license was required, so they must have changed it. In this document, so it lets us know ahead of time if whatever is due. So for your vertical, yeah, it requires one of those licenses. Now you said that you have a friend who pulls the licenses as a general contractor and pulls the permits for you.
There is a GC that every project, like we do additions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have addition projects, he pulls the permits for us and he executes the job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he take care of the job.
Okay. So he doesn't want to apply for the Google Guarantee because it's under your business.
Correct. He got his own business, you know. So when we have something like that, bigger mm-hmm. job that requires permitting, we partnership mm-hmm. on the job. So
got
he
it.
Put, yeah, he put the permits, and I'll do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he supervises because he got his license on the line, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how we, for now, you know. I got my own license.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do have some traffic, you know, through the website. Not much as I expect, but I do have some traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, like 80%, it's for carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
But,
let's see. Have you ever advertise through Yelp? We have another option with Yelp. I can do Yelp ads. Yelp ads return in about 3 to 5 days. We get the Yelp ads up and running, and we can make that work like right away to get you some leads coming in while you work on the licensing for Google Guarantee. There's no requirement for license, and the leads come in through the Yelp messaging app. That's done at $4.99 a month, and you get $100 extra kickback in Yelp ads that will give you additional leads coming in. Have you ever used Yelp?
I thought I had it because that was one of the – when I signed up with you guys, you were supposed
mm-hmm.
to be Yelp next door.
Mm-hmm.
And all that.
Right, but not Yelp ads. Yelp ads is different. So it's the actual paid ads for Yelp, and it's pay-per-click. So it's different than kind of like what you've had so far, because this is direct leads coming from the Yelp messaging app. Clients go on to Yelp. They use Yelp, and they look directly for your services, okay?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So when they go there and they're looking directly for your services, then they're able to find you with the Yelp messaging app, and they're able to go ahead and make sure that they put in what it is that they need, what it is that they want or that they're looking for, and then we are able to narrow the field down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then when the message comes through, it says what they're looking for. Having kitchen backsplash replaced with, new tile or looking to have kitchen remodel done with X, Y, or Z. And then you get to respond directly to them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when the, when it comes through, it's, you're dealing directly with the client.
Okay. It's $500 per month?
And it's month to month.
But $500?
Correct.
Oh my God.
Well, if the Yelp, the Google Guarantee, it's a pretty penny too. The Google Guarantee was $250 up front with the application fee, and then your leads are $54 with a minimum monthly budget or activation budget of $716.
Yeah, but I'm going to get big projects out of that.
Right. Well, you're going to get projects out of this as well. Our clients who get an extra 7 to 8 phone calls a week and are able to secure at least 2 to 3 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's month to month, so there's no contract. A lot of our clients who are unable to participate in the Google Guarantee for whatever reason, we are able to start them with the Yelp ads while they're getting their licensing or their insurance or whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm tired to receive lead for, hey, I need to change a door.
Yeah. Well, we're able to be very specific with the keywords and what it is that you're offering. Like right now, I'm looking at your Google profile, and it shows me that you have 3 different profiles. And I'm not sure why you have 3 different Google profiles when I know that we take care of one of them. So what I've done is I've gone ahead and submitted to our team and asked them if they could please combine, because we don't need 3 different profiles. That's going to hurt your ranking. We want to get rid of any and all duplicates. That way we can combine all those reviews, and that's going to help your ranking on Google. If you don't want to do the Yelp ads, which I strongly suggest that you do, only because you get the additional $100 in ads every month, we could start with Google ads. Google ads is $300 a month, and that's going to give you extra clicks at the top of the page. Or we could do Facebook ads. So we do have options to increase. And Facebook ads, we could start at $200 for that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think Google, it's more
relevant.
More relevant, more credible, you know. I think so. And I saw that on my profile. So when I Google my name, my company name, I see all those name going around. I mean, something's not right. I mean, the phone calls that I'm having right now, it's, hey, my dog bites my baseboard. I need to change a 16 feet of baseboards on my kitchen or my living room or whatever. I don't even call them back. I'm over that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I need bigger jobs.
Right.
And I'm not happy with the quality of the leads that I'm receiving.
Right.
Know?
So in order to receive better quality leads, we have to have the licensing, because they're going to require that from us to support the Google Guarantee.
Okay. So on your experience,
mm-hmm.
because you see these every day, right? This
yeah.
is what you do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the options that you just mentioned, which one is the best that I can reach better projects without having a license for now?
For now. Okay, that's a great question. I would say it's a cross between Yelp and Google Ads. So it could be, if you have the $4.99 to invest in the Yelp, then our clients see a good return with that. But if you don't have the $4.99 right now to invest in Yelp, then I would go with the Google Ads, because both of those are going to give you free ads. You get free gifts with those.
Mm-hmm.
You get free ads. Yelp, you get $100 for the first 6 months. And with Google Ads, you're getting the additional $130 kickback on the front end. So those are the two. If you can do the Yelp ads, that's the one that I would go with.
Okay. So I, between those, I think I'll rather go with the Google Ads then.
Okay. Okay. And do you want to do that now? You want me to go ahead and start the Google Ads now so we can get something going?
Yeah. And on my website, I already gave the list of the items that I would like to update there. You know,
once it's updated on the website, we'll update those keywords to add in with the Google Ads as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that
so
way.
Are you the one? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that way when they click on the Google ad, it takes them to that section on your website. So I'm the one that's going to submit the request to have the Google ads created and to make sure that it site links to those keywords. But if there's specialty keywords that you want to target those, go ahead and give them to me now.
Okay. Here's what I, we are, you specialize in it. Okay. Custom cabinetry in general, which is, you know, this nice entertainment center that people are doing a lot nowadays with the sleds, custom built-ins, custom cabinet built-ins, you know, stain, entertainment centers. We do that a lot, but not as many as that I want to do it, okay? We do a lot of custom closets, which I like to do more, okay? And custom pantries, which I think it's all related to custom cabinetry. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe you know a different word for that, for that type of a service,
okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, our team definitely will be going into that and doing a deep dive on what Google says about it, too.
Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of trim work, which is replacing doors, like, customer call me, I have 20 doors on this house and I'd like to take them out and put something new and modern in it,
okay.
You know. Trim work, which is finished carpentry, right?
I'm typing all this out.
Okay. But as I said, maybe you, because you're an expert on this, maybe you know different words than I, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to have the team that goes over the keywords definitely do that. So we're going to start, I'm going to charge for the Google ads today, it's $300, and then your regular billing date is on the 14th day of every month. And that will be a reoccurring charge that's added to your monthly bill. So instead of $199, it'll be $499 monthly total.
Okay.
Okay. And then what I want you to do is work on that license. So as soon as you have the license, then I'm able to give you Google Guarantee. And I can work with you on the fee, the starter fee, because I know you're trying to invest in your company right now. I just need the license in order to help you with that, okay?
Florida, it's the worst.
It's the worst state?
State to get the license.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, all the
really?
Hurricanes, tornadoes, yeah, Florida stuff. Very.
Oh, that's awful. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but once I have it, I mean,
that's it, huh? Yeah. Wow.
But
I'm
tough,
so sorry to hear that. God bless you.
I have 18 books, and it requires about 6 months in studying those books.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 2 day, 8 hours per day, the test, you know, so you do 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours in the afternoon, if you pass, the next day it's another 4 hours,
wow.
In the morning, 4 hours in the afternoon, yeah. And after you pass the test, you need to prove 4 years experience. So you need a DC that has the license for over 5 years to sign for it, you know.
Wow.
Proving that you have those 4 years experience, you know? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. They want to really make sure that you can do your stuff there, huh?
Exactly. That's
They're
why.
Not playing around at all.
Yeah. The GCs down here, they don't touch anything less than $300,000. Because
they paid a bazillion dollars in time and that to get that license, man.
Exactly.
That sounds
you know?
Insane.
It is.
That's longer than like a law degree, I think, you know?
Yeah. It's not easy. It's an year process, you know?
Wowzer.
If you're dedicated.
If you're really dedicated and you're not doing anything else, right? Like if you have your regular life going on, what are you supposed to do? You gotta take care of your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Wow.
But at the same time, I have a business, I have a house, I have like 6 guys that depends on me to give
mm-hmm.
them work every day.
Okay.
I gotta better leads for now.
Yeah, we gotta do something. So we're gonna start with the Google Ads. We can always increase too. Like if you want to do more in Google Ads, we can increase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to bring in more calls, we have the ability to do that as well. So we're
mm-hmm.
definitely here to help.
And the Google Ads, where people are going to see that? Just on
at
Google?
At the very top of the page of Google.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to help.
I think it's going to help, too. Mm-hmm.
Just need the right words, you know.
Yep.
Especially custom cabinetry. These custom things that we do, you know, people love
mm-hmm.
these. I mean, the money's not bad, you know. But once I have the GC license, I'm going to have, like, a full house to remodel, you know.
Yeah.
Which is what I like to do.
Yeah, and the keywords for GC, they're so specific. It's like flooring. It also includes stuff like you know, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, backsplash, tiles, cabinets, shower install, kitchen island, roofing, renovation, remodel, commercial projects, foundations, concrete. So if you're
mm-hmm.
not offering all of it, we can turn some of those keywords off, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
It's very customized as far as the services within the verticals and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. So let's start with the Google Ads.
Mm-hmm.
Add the other stuff. And let's see what we can get out of there, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, Amy.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, Tiago. Thank you for your time. I hope you have a beautiful weekend.
You as well. Got some rest.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
Right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.